prefer, you never look so safe. You always did prefer the drizzle to the rain. Tell me that you're still in love with that milkmaid. How the Lizzie's, how's your Jesus Christ been hanging? I'm a watercolor stain. He says I run and then I run from him and then I run. He didn't see me watching from the aeroplane. He wiped a tear and they threw away our apple seed. Jesus Christ from heaven.
Hey everybody. Happy radio show night.
Hooray!
Woohoo! I'm Jake. With me tonight, as usual, are Riff and ZFO.
Hi!
What's up, everybody?
Hot Stuff went home to pay his taxes.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
He'll be back next week, though.
Or will he?
I don't know. Maybe his taxes cost him an arm and a leg.
and they don't let you on the airplane without an arm or a leg?
Yeah.
Because you could be hiding terrorists in your lack of arms.
That's true. Because he looked pretty suspicious walking along with only one leg.
Yeah.
Holding that guy up. That'd be a bomb.
A series of controlled explosions to keep him aloft.
Samus would have a really hard time traveling by air.
No, she's got the skin tight power blue thing suit.
Oh, can she not drop bombs when she's in that?
No.
I guess she can't roll up into a ball anymore, huh?
No, she crawls on her hands and knees.
Right.
Yeah. This is coming from the guy who played Metroid Zero Mission until his fingers fell off, basically.
And then you couldn't fly, because...
She could roll up into a ball and roll in the regular leotard in the original Metroid game,
yeah.
If you played it through a second time.
Justin Bailey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is she could roll up into a ball and then roll into the luggage acceptor for, you know, whenever you're checking in luggage?
Yeah. Yeah. But she's always carrying an infinite supply of bombs. She wouldn't be able to get on. They could just make the bombs out of rock from Brinstar. I mean, they could make the airplanes out of rock from Brinstar. And she wouldn't be able to blow through it. Except for in one spot that was exactly the width of her body to get down into the cargo container where there were some, where the plane was carrying some missiles for some reason.
As a warning, I am rapidly approaching the point at which I should have been asleep, so my lucidity will continue to deteriorate as the night goes on.
So you'll be standing next to us in an absolute lack of silent lucidity?
Pretty much.
Because, you know, that's right. Looking at questions. I had not flushed the questions quite.
If your syllabone says we're really, really quiet.
I don't know that there's anything that I can do about that. I can burp into the microphone, and that way people won't mind that it's quiet, because who wants to hear that shit anyway? I'm going to turn the mic up to the extent that I can. All right, mic is up all the way.
Enjoy your ear rape.
We could try talking louder.
No, we could.
Wow.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
You played any good video games lately?
I've been playing some Killer 7.
Oh, yeah?
It's very weird.
It looks cool.
It looks cool. After I finished the first mission, there is a short anime sequence describing the nature of politics in this futuristic society where the United Nations has created peace for everyone except all the people being blown to bits by terrorists. And apparently there's missiles being shot at Japan suddenly, which I'm going to go assassinate somebody that has to do with it somehow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I last night I spent about 45 minutes playing No More Heroes. And I have to say that of all of the games that I've ever played where you save your game by shitting, No More Heroes is the most recent. The gameplay is kind of... It was kind of dull, actually.
Yeah, it's...
It was just sort of the same thing over and over again.
And every now and then you get the random power-up
that you don't have any fucking idea what's going on.
Like, yeah.
This is the... I can't see anything because there's a tiger race power-up. Like, what's that all about? Like, so I would just stand there because I didn't know where any of the enemies were until the little tiger made it to the flag. And then I'd be like, okay, guess that's over.
I think the you may have to read the manual.
I see.
That explains all those power-ups.
Also,
I like the main character. I like that at the end of the tutorial mission, he asks the sexy assassin manager if she'll sleep with him if he kills all these guys.
Yeah, and then a maybe is enough to
motivate
him. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I really feel like I like the character that much. It's funny.
Yeah. You know.
The dialogue is creepy that it just plays like a monologue during that first boss fight, but you can't really hear anything about what he's saying.
Yeah, because you're too busy killing him.
The parts that you do catch are like, what the fuck is he talking about? It's just horrible, horrible dialogue. I did deliberately very bad dialogue between you and the tutorial boss.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, okay, any one of these like corny pre-fight exchanges could have been the last one, but just keep going.
Yeah, Yahtzee in his review was full-on accurate when he said about how since the game is satirical, it's really hard to tell which bits are just stupid and which bits are deliberately stupid.
Right. I should watch his review again now that I've played it.
I should watch it, period. I forgot there was a new one out. This was like every Wednesday?
Yeah, every Wednesday. This was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I must have already seen it then. Oh, there goes lucidity.
Mom's spaghetti.
Spaghettios?
let's see. Look at the question. Look at the questions. Oh, I also I played this Flash RPG on Kongregate that won the like game.
Isn't the entirety of games on Kongregate Flash RPGs?
No, there are tower defense games and there are all kinds of Flash games. I mean, Kongregate is like every couple days I will go there and earn some badges at some games. This is one of the first games that I played because I just saw a lot of people talking about it in the chat and it sounded cool. You're a zombie. It's like an RPG where you're a zombie, but you really might as well just not be a zombie at all. Like, it's not what you would imagine an RPG where you're the zombie is.
Is it
really
that one where you're, like, killing... You start out on, like, the ship?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that. I got stuck at, like, the major boss on the second zone. I just could not figure out a way to kill him.
The samurai guy?
Yeah. No, wait. No, the zone after that.
That is actually the end boss of the game.
Is he really?
As it turns out, yeah. So, yeah, it is...
Yeah, it's like you have to... You kill that guy, and then you have to kill the guy that helped you kill that guy.
Yeah, who was trivial to kill.
Really? I don't know, because I couldn't kill the first one.
Yeah, the last boss is like 30,000 hit points. That was what was really weird about it, I didn't know that it was the last boss when I was fighting it. It's interesting, because it's like... There is a given area consists of a store that you can go to, a place that you can click to have a single fight that advances the story, and a place that you can click to have a random encounter.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because it allows you to, like, level up. I played through it legitimately despite knowing that there was this cheat where you could, if you, like, pick up a piece of equipment out of your inventory and then click on the options button down at the bottom of the screen and then drop the item from your inventory into a random spot on the options panel, it will give you all the stats that item has and consume the item.
Huh.
So it's like you're basically equipping it. You're equipping it, but it doesn't actually move it to the equipment slot. It just vanishes. So you can just keep doing that, and it never unequips it. So, like, that was how I finally beat the boss.
Yeah.
Was just by cheating. But I had no idea that it was actually the end boss. The difficulty curve is just kind of absurd, because it's like, okay, you're fighting stuff with 100 hit points. Now you're fighting stuff with 200 hit points. Now you're fighting stuff with, you know, 300, 400, 500 hit points. And then you start fighting stuff with, like, 1,000 hit points. And then here's the end boss with 35,000 hit points.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And I guess the idea is you're supposed to organize your healer NPC and the guy that shows up, the paladin guy that shows up just for that boss, in such a way that the paladin kills the
boss for you, he does a lot more damage than anybody else does.
It never worked out. I couldn't keep him alive. And I read some FAQs that basically said that to do it, you have to, like, redo all your traits into this particular configuration so that you can use these particular skills on him. And I was like, well, dude, what's the point of having a talent tree if
there's only one viable?
If there's only one useful setup. So that kind of pissed me off.
It's interesting, because I played it even though I thought that it was kind of badly designed. Like, it was interesting the way that it works.
I like the graphical style.
Yeah, you end up using, like, two of the skills.
Yeah.
But you do that trick where you just keep absorbing equipment into yourself, and you get really, really powerful. And that's at the end of the game, it sends you to this new place where there's just a sequence of even harder boss fights. I got to one where, oh, now this boss has 350,000 hit points and can one-shot you if he ever actually attacks you. So, okay, that's cool. Cool, that's fun. And then you just start getting the drops from the monsters in that zone are just things that you sell for a lot, and then there's stores where you can buy really good equipment, which you can then cheat using that bug and get yourself a lot of stats. But I didn't actually beat the guy with 300,000 hit points. I was like, you know, I know that I could do this if I just keep, you know, killing stuff and cheating, but I had seen what I needed to see.
Yeah,
it's worth playing. An RPG that you can play through in, like, a couple hours is interesting. The idea of that, you know, an RPG with some real advancement, you know, fairly well developed, but just very short in scope.
But where is the grinding, Eggman? You said there would be grinding.
There is some grinding.
There is some grinding, because you can do the random encounter zone over and over to get experience.
Oh, that they shunt all the random encounters into a single place?
Yeah.
You elect to either do like a story fight or a random fight. And the story fights get hard really quickly. I don't think that it would be possible to just do the story fights.
I don't think so.
You had to intersperse them with some grinding on them.
Yeah, if you got really lucky with drops, maybe. Even cheating, it took a while to get through it. Like it was. Yeah. Harry says, I appreciate why there's a range of mechanisms for non-combats, but it's frustrating not knowing whether I'm wasting MP on using smooth movements in Sonata. Any chance you can simply tell us which ones they affect? A lot more of them than people think they do, honestly. Like, there are some non-combat encounters that do not, that use a different mechanism for when they occur than normal non-combats, and those in general, and I can't say this for sure because a lot of them we've hard-coded them to actually take plus adventure chance into account, but a lot of those don't. There are not nearly as many of those as you think.
And almost all of them are either one-time or just in special circumstances, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like nothing that doesn't advance the plot is not affected by
the lack of plus some negative non-combat encounter avoidance rate.
Not effective.
Oh. Ibra says, the WoW bar shows a picture of your weapon for regular attacks, so why couldn't it see what your shield is at the same time? Yeah. Somebody had asked if shield butt could display a picture of your current shield, and,
it could.
Okay. I wasn't sure how hard that would be, because did you have to change something in the combat form to get the... Or is there just is the picture of your current weapon stored in the session equipment?
I think it's stored in the session.
Okay. Be pretty trivial to store, though.
I mean, if the picture of your shield wasn't, it'd be easy for it to be.
Yeah.
although, by that token, I can't put it in the... head shield butt combo and the head knee shield butt combo.
Right, yeah, because that wouldn't work. Let's see. Chef Boy Artie tells me about a typo in one of the new Postamancer items, which I'm gonna fix right now. let's see. Yeah. Wow. The word powder appears in the code a lot. I don't know how to go with finding this.
Great radio.
Oh, I found it.
Woo!
And I fixed it. And I build all use items. And I push all use items. All right. Thank you, Chef Boyardee. That is now fixed.
I'd have the questions up to cover for you, but you bounce around so much on the questions that I've taken to not even loading them anymore.
No, I'm really at the top of the list now. Although when I flush them, the top changes for me and not for you.
So.
Yeah. Smashbot says, why does my outbox take so long to load? It takes several minutes now. I know I have a lot of messages, over 11,000 now, but it can't be good for the database server. Sorry. Yeah, it is not good for the database server for you to have 11,000 messages in your outbox.
Kill some of them.
I mean, I have noticed a significant difference in how long it takes my inbox to load between, like, 300 or 400 messages and, you know, 10. It just takes a long time to get a whole shitload of data out of the database server, which... It's weird, though. I guess in order to give you just the first 100 messages, it does have to load every row out of the table and then look at the indexes to see which the first 100 are, right?
Maybe.
Or maybe... I mean, it could also be that it's being indexed by... Or the query is... operating on a field that isn't indexed.
Yeah.
And
can we do a saved outbox the way we have a saved inbox and automatically delete them the way they that we do the inbox?
Well, I mean, theoretically, saving something to outbox is actively deciding to save it, right?
Because it's not like for, except for the case in which someone clicks save
just
outbox.
Has save,
yeah,
and then they never uncheck it, yeah, which is what happens almost all the time.
I just assume
because, like, yeah, I just looked and I've got 874 messages in my outbox.
Yeah, I mean,
I have one. It says test.
Oh yeah.
Then.
I save all of mine.
I feel such a bastard for taking up all this space.
Yeah, four entire bytes.
Well, it's more than that.
Everybody listening, clean out your outbox right now.
Yes, everyone do it now so it causes lot contention on that table. I see what you did there, Riff.
That wasn't deliberate.
Sure.
lot contention was one of my favorite
80s punk bands. You know,
drama mechanisms that they used on on Taxi. I'm sorry.
You should have just said punk band. It would have been fine. But no, you had to go for the drama in the LBC.
Mm-hmm. Did Taxi take place in the LBC?
No, I don't know.
I don't think that it did.
What does LBC mean?
Like Long Beach County.
Oh, okay.
Or Long Beach, California. I guess not Long Beach County. It's Long Beach, California. It means you should ignore whoever's talking.
Because they come from California.
Yeah, yeah. People from California, it's like they do know stuff, but talking to them, all you ever hear is,
California's better than everything else. Our laws are stupid.
You're like, do you want some ice cream?
Ice cream in California is better than ice cream here.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go to the gas station.
Gas stations in California are better than gas stations here.
All right. I'm going to shoot you with this gun.
We're not allowed to have guns in California. Because we're better. Yeah, I don't think that I could live in California.
My wife insists that just means that Californians are always telling the truth. See? She's from California, and she's constantly talking about how everything in California is better than everything everywhere else. And, you know? I guess the Comic-Con in California is better than the San Diego Comic-Cons that take place other places. But there aren't any of those. Istanbul says, I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and I've finished all but one challenge. Boss battles on intense mode is stupid hard, and you can't hammer it open. What does hammering it open mean?
I think I don't know. I bought Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and I've only gotten a little bit of the way through Subspace Emissary. I used to haven't really been playing it much. It kind of didn't take my interest.
Subspace Emissary.
That's the single-player campaign mode.
I see. let's see. SF Warlock says, Hi guys, after going to KOL California this weekend, I have a suggestion for a new store of loathing item. A Sword and Martini Guy balloon that can be floated over KOLers in parks. We gear it specifically to be used in parks. something that I wrote down in some little notebook that I had at the first Comic-Con we went to is that it would be funny to have custom-made inflatable swords and martini guys. Martini guys, no. Custom inflatable swords and martini glasses, right? So that you could be the sword and martini guy with the balloon. But then I thought, I don't know about that.
We could just have custom swords and martini glasses made.
That's true. We could. There was a picture of this like friend of the family when we first made the standee sword and martini guy. And it was him holding the martini glass and the sword. And I was like, that looks pretty cool. It was just a big, you know, hand-drawn looking sword. And I'm like, you know, hey, make inflatable ones. And then people could inflate them and hit each other with them. Yeah. They could use the martini glass as like a parrying dagger.
True.
Or a parrier.
You mean a belaying pin?
A what?
A belaying pin?
A belaying pin.
Yeah.
What's a belaying pin?
It's used to belay.
I don't actually know what they're for. They're on ships. There's, like, special holes in the railings of ships, and they have these pins that wooden pegs that slot into them.
I mean,
I guess
belaying
they're for tying ropes up or something.
Belaying, like, I know that when you go rock climbing, the person on the ground holding the rope that prevents the person climbing from falling to their death is belaying.
Yeah, okay.
So it must be like a rope tie-up thing.
But,
like,
yeah,
you
see them a lot
off the side
in
of the ship to paint it.
Mostly I was just thinking about pirates.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're like a handy thing that you can grab on the deck of a ship and club somebody with.
I see. If you hadn't brought a club with you.
Yeah.
I guess you could use it to parry. And to parlor.
Right.
Yeah.
Riposte.
Questions for Scully. Wow, I went through so many of these questions on the Monday show.
Do we even have any questions for
us? We do. Ponjo says, hey guys, why does the Trophy Hut guy say you don't meet the requirements for that trophy if you don't select anything? Well, because there's a secret trophy that you get by not selecting a trophy. You're just not eligible for it. It'd be kind of funny if there was a trophy that you had to get. I mean, I can't actually do this after I've said it, but imagine that we put in a trophy for trying to use an item in combat without selecting an item, trying to use a skill in combat without selecting a skill, trying to buy something without selecting it in a NPC store at a mall store, just getting a bunch of the, like, smart-ass retort messages to show up.
And then you could only buy it by not selecting anything.
Yeah.
In the
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
But too bad I ruined it.
It's probably just as well.
What we could do is we could get those Men in Black zapper devices and just find everyone who is listening to the radio show right now. I'm sure we can get some kind of IP address to longitude and latitude report from radio server.
If you guys are looking for smart-ass messages, one of the first things I ever did for the kingdom is hidden in the sewer. There's a special smart-ass message in there. Try and find it!
Everybody got really confused by the compressor does not smash whatever barrel, because it would happen all the time under lag conditions.
Yeah. Actually, I better check the KOLP and see if anybody found it.
Seldon says, why does Katamari for Wii keep getting pushed back? I don't know, really? Because the Katamari itself keeps getting pushed forward.
I didn't even know there was going to be one. That's kind of cool.
I hate Katamari Damacy.
You don't know what's good.
Yeah, that's... you're probably right. I've been playing... Alright, so my wife, for the last, like, 2 weeks, has been playing through all of the Phoenix Wright games. She's like, you have to play... And I really don't understand this reasoning. You have to play through the first one because the rest of them are better. I'm like... Oh, okay. Thanks.
Well, it's, you know, to learn the story.
Yeah, the plot continues to build as you go. So I guess that what she means is don't be put off by the first one because it's necessary to get through it, and the subsequent ones are better.
Or it is to say, it gets better.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing to say about anything.
Okay. I learned one of the Aaron from the Midi Bosses has this other band that's just this hardcore band that there's a lot of really heavy guitars and a lot of screaming, but apparently they have this sort of thing that they do where at the end of a lot of songs they do a little performance which is them all singing in harmony a jingle from a local commercial and then screaming fuck. And it's just their rule.
That's amusing.
Yeah, that's the whole performance, actually. They've taken to just skipping the actual songs.
So basically it sounds like Wesley Willis.
Yeah. But a very Phoenix-centric Wesley Willis kind of thing. But it's just funny, because then every time you see those commercials, at the end you're like, fuck.
Blink says, Folgers is crappy coffee anywho.
Yeah.
I don't know from coffee.
Neither do I.
Yeah, you guys are weirdos. You don't drink coffee.
I drink a lot of soda. Does that count?
I drank a lot of coffee in school just for medicinal purposes.
Right.
But...
And you didn't, like, get into it? You didn't...
No.
Huh.
Well, I mean, it was, like... I doubt it was good coffee. But, yeah, I still didn't get into it.
Where do you get your caffeine these days? Diet Coke?
I've been drinking Diet Vault, actually.
Diet Vault.
And the Diet Monster energy beverage. I try not to drink too much caffeine, though.
You try not to drink anything that we make fun of in the game?
I don't like hot drinks. The idea of burning my throat has just never really appealed to me.
Well, yeah, hot drinks.
More carefully.
Yeah.
Well,
don't use that straw.
In order for me, yeah. How do I not burn my throat with a hot drink?
Don't swallow it when it's really hot. Take a sip.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah, that's my solution. I don't know, it's not an enjoyable experience for me at all.
I like me some coffee. And I like cheap coffee. I tend to get the Circle K coffee.
I see you sporting the McDonald's coffee.
Yeah, I get the McDonald's coffee.
Actually, I hear that McDonald's coffee is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Because they are able to get fresh coffee because they buy so much of it.
Hmm.
That they're able to actually get
I hear that they have deliberately, like, purchasing quality coffee because they're trying to take customers from Starbucks.
Huh. It's the price of a small cup of coffee at McDonald's has increased by nearly 50% in the last year. I really don't understand that shit, man. 96 cents to $1.46.
Maybe that was when they made the transition to the more expensive coffee.
I don't know. It's been a bunch of gradual changes.
Huh.
I keep going there. Their cookies are really good too. Because they always just had those sort of boxed little bitty cookies that were basically just like cookie crisps. But now you go there and you can just get like a big melty, chewy, delicious chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh.
Yeah. I didn't even know about it.
So that sounds suspect to me.
I don't need another reason to want to go to McDonald's.
See, that's
every now and then I like crave the quarter pounder, and I haven't been to a McDonald's in like 4 or 5 years, and I just don't want to.
I eat like two or three Big Macs a year. I get to want a Big Mac, but I don't like any. I don't really like any of the other food from there. I don't like McDonald's fries, so when I go there, it is just to get that Big Mac.
I love the food there. I love the way it tastes. I just know that it's so not food.
Wendy's is where it's at.
Yeah, Wendy's is good.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, so, about that fancy project you've been working on, any ETA on its arrival? Say, 2 weeks? 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Somebody linked to a YouTube clip. I had totally forgotten about this, but remember, have you seen Total Recall?
Yeah.
All right.
Not recently,
so there's that scene in Total Recall where Arnold Schwarzenegger is dressed like dressed in the like big woman suit,
trying to get through
customs, and you know, how long will you be staying? 2 weeks. And then it malfunctions and just starts saying 2 weeks over and over again and freaking out and exploding. that was kind of awesome. my wife asks me, and I am, if I just farted on the air. No, I don't think that you'd be able to hear it if I farted.
Yeah, I think one of us would have heard it before she did.
Yeah. That's weird. Fred Levi says, your Wii number isn't your Brawl friend code. Each game has its own friend code. Your Brawl code is shown when you go to register other people's friend codes. I don't know that I believe that every copy of Brawl has its own anything.
Well, I think it just uses a different number to hash out your friend code. I think every Wii game, every Nintendo game with an online play component has a separate friend code.
But it surely just uses some number stored on your console as a seed.
Sure. But yeah, sure, but...
I guess effectively it does then have...
Or maybe it calls a Nintendo server and gets one.
Okay, that could be. Still, it doesn't... I mean, the thing is...
Well, no, in fact, it would have to, because for it to have unique numbers for every game, there would have to be some way of making sure that the numbers didn't collide.
Right.
So, that would pretty much require either each individual cartridge and CD having a separate number burned onto them, which I could see maybe happening.
Yeah, that might.
Or they contact Nintendo and request one.
Is that kind of like when Power Man 5000 gave us the sort of cautionary tale to try and prevent us from allowing worlds to collide?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You guys are older than me.
One or two people might have.
Yeah. I'm going to attribute that one to being about 7 years younger than you.
But I mean, Power Man 5000, when was Power Man 5000? I mean, they were just some one-hit wonder, but they were some one-hit wonder in, like, 2001 or something.
I don't remember that at all. Yeah. I was barely in college in 2001.
Somebody's brother. Rob Zombie's brother was the lead singer.
That means nothing to me.
And his name's Spider. Spider Zombie.
I'm pretty sure his last name is Zombie.
Yeah.
Well, it should be,
though. Funny, though, yeah. And he should name... Rob Zombie should name his son Ninja Pirate Robot. Dragoon Knight says, can only consist of tube-shaped shells of fried pastry dough filled with a sweet, creamy filling usually containing ricotta cheese, or, alternatively but less traditionally, sweetened Tetris. That was two questions. Alright. Tetris is only four squares, each from the root word tetra, meaning four, so no, Blockus is nothing like Tetris. Okay. Even the most pedantic person... cannot say that Blockus is not like Tetris. Tetris consists of gameplay using a number of shapes, each of which represents every possible combination of four blocks. Blockus is gameplay consisting of shapes, each of which represents every possible combination of one, two, three, four, or five blocks. So, given that every Tetris piece is a subset of the pieces of a Blockus set, I think it is entirely reasonable to say that Blockus is like Tetris.
Just saying.
But it's got a different name. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That logic's infallible. Infallible!
Oh, let's see. LOTE says, hey, could we please get something like the basement but with only monsters so that they would be the hard part? That's an interesting idea, actually. Some other area in the game with monsters that just
some
scale
sort of
up and
cellar.
Up. Some sort of cellar.
Farnsworthy cellar. Hooray for our originality. Woo!
Or just the infinitely deep dungeon. Where you keep going through new rooms, fighting new.
Each one is a twisty maze of little passages. All different.
Yeah. Like, I remember in the first Might and Magic, or maybe the second Might and Magic, there was the hallway of infinite encounters, which just went on and on and on. You'd keep having an encounter. And then there was that one fucking part of Final Fantasy I where inexplicably there is just this goddamn loop from one part of a cave to another where every step is a new goddamn random encounter. Getting about five or six steps into that, realizing that no matter which way I went, it was going to be five or six more goddamn random encounters, was about the end of me playing Final Fantasy I. Not that I'm bitter. I started playing Crisis Core, and then I kind of lost track of Final Fantasy VI for the GBA. One thing that I have to say I don't like about older RPGs is the just sort of absolute lack of any indication of where you're supposed to go once the relevant cutscene is over, right? Yeah. Like, if you aren't playing it every day, you know, you come back to it and you're like, okay, here I am.
Would you say that at that point you aren't rocking like a hurricane?
That's probably true, yeah. Um, Putinesca says, "I just want to dance." But do you want a pickle, Putinesca? Kevin B. says, "We were trying to see what trophies could be accomplished without spending even a single adventure, and we came up with 25. Huh. 25? Yeah.
Like, you can do the...
Well, 25 trophies. I mean, any of the trophies that require you to have a bunch of effects on, you can get without ever spending a turn.
And the consumption ones.
Yeah, trophies that require you to have 37 bowls of... or 337, is it?
What?
Fettuccine and Kanu?
It's 227.
227, okay. Oh, wait, I thought we moved it up to 330.
And there's the one that you get for eating 5,000 delicious salads.
And you can only get it if you have the trophy, or if you have the tattoo, too. Tattoo.
Deadly Dusk says, "Hi, everybody. On a previous show, you guys mentioned a DS game in which a character becomes aware of the player and begins to attack the screen. What is this game?"
Contact.
Contact, right, yeah. I didn't get very far in that game. I really liked... I was intrigued by it, right? And I got to the point where I was like, oh, you know, neat. There's all these different foods that I can find and cook foods and cook stuff with food in it and eat food that I cooked with stuff with food in it.
You're saying food or poo?
Food.
Okay.
Food. But then I just, like, the combat is really bizarre. It's like MMO combat in a single... You say that you want to attack something, and then you just sort of sit there and watch the health bars go down.
Right.
Like, you might be able to do special attacks by hitting buttons or whatever, but, like, yeah, it was very... It was very much like MMO combat, which... MMO combat is kind of like that out of necessity rather than it being out of, you know, interesting and good design. So... Yeah.
I finished that, but I didn't do any of the optional busts.
My wife played a lot more of it than I did. I don't know if she ever finished it or not. Tedpro says, "I'd really like to be able to right-click a non-buff and have it go to soft green antidote."
I was
like
thinking about that
struggling for non-buffs
the other day, actually.
Yeah. I'd also like to have Christian Slater as my personal boy toy, but we take what we can get. I think Christian Slater is more of a middle-aged man toy now.
Whatever happened to him? I was wondering.
He went to a math. He went to, like, a church. He was like, "Christian Slater, dude."
Yeah. Wow. that is what happened to him this one time. Yeah, I don't know. He was in Very Bad Things. That's like the last thing I remember seeing him in. Maybe he's like Dennis Hopper. You know, maybe he's trying to be like Dennis Hopper. He stopped trying to be like Jack Nicholson, and now he's trying to be like Dennis Hopper, complete with the, like, 10-15 year disappearance mid-career. Maybe he'll come back later and be a really good actor.
Looks like he's doing, like, TV and some voiceover work, mainly, for the last few years.
Maybe they'll make a video game sequel to Robin Hood Prince of Thieves and get all the original cast to do the voice acting.
Or the video game version of Heathers.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Heathers 2. This time, you're cutting people's heads off with a chainsaw.
Generally any game where you cut people off with a head chainsaw head. It's good game. It has good game.
Poet Fox says, "I just realized that personal coffee mugs weren't free pulls. Any reason why this is? I can't think of one." I guess not. They might have an auto sell value.
Check.
Or they might have some dramatic game-altering hidden effect.
Yeah, they have an auto sell value of 5.
Yeah. You can remove the auto sell and make them free pulls if you want. That's just a spindler action, right?
Yep.
Long live the spindlers. Who Knows Sax says, "Why are the nuns from the level 12 side quest named after parts of the brain?" Actually, curious bit of trivia here. The parts of the brain are actually named after nuns from the level 12 side quest. Remember, the events of Kingdom of Loathing took place a long, long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Is there a real answer to that question? Because I'm actually kind of curious myself.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think that I was trying to think of the name, and, like, Sister Amygdala popped into my head, and then so I just looked up other parts of the brain.
Cool.
That's the real answer. Istanbul says, so a lady walks into a bar and notices a piano hanging from the ceiling. The bartender reaches up and starts playing Chopsticks. The lady says, can't you play anything else? And the bartender says, no.
Nice.
That was that joke that my friend made up in freshman year of high school.
Yeah. I like jokes like that.
Yeah.
Well, ones that aren't jokes at all.
Yeah.
Well, it's a joke.
It's a joke.
It starts out with a guy walking into a bar.
Jokes with no real punchline.
Enemy Lasagna says, will it ever be that the Haunted Gallery will be essential to visit? Yeah, I would say any time from like a year and 6 months ago to 6 months ago would be a time when the Haunted Gallery was essential to visit. Russer Butter says, honestly, 70 adventures to complete the bounty hunt in the Hole in the Sky? Does Bad Moon make you that unlucky? Well, I don't know.
Did you retool that after you killed the one astronomer?
I didn't. Well, I did, but I didn't do it right. I think that, it's weird. Somebody in dev, I believe it was Hellion, did some math. Might have been Mox Folder. I don't remember which one of them did the math. Did some math that demonstrated that if we, with a very slight change to those odds, it would bring it back in the line, but then later said that it was fine the way that it was. So I was not sure which to believe. Hey, dev, let me know if I'm supposed to change that or not. People also say stuff about the Hobo Gristle one, but I'm pretty sure that one... It seems like there was some contention even in the forum thread about whether or not that is actually bad in any way. Incidentally, we might need to take a kind of extra long music break because I forgot to... It's trick-or-treat at the end of the day, and I forgot to do the trick-or-treat for an outfit, so I need to at least put in a placeholder for that. Tommy Tom says, Fark sucks. It only has totally irrelevant stories or stories with a conservative bias. Drew is known to be pretty right-wing. They certainly do not greenlight every important story out there and will sometimes even refuse to publish a story just because the first person to submit it had a stupid headline. Once they had a story about somebody painting Warhammer miniatures on the front page, but on the same day ignored a major story on a bill that would restrict the travel of people with AIDS. That is, if someone had AIDS, they wouldn't be able to travel as much. Nah, not that they give people who are traveling wrong AIDS or anything.
So let me get this straight. You're relying on Fark for actual news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like a kind of a dumb thing to do.
I would get my news from something awful before I would get it from Fark.
And that's I would get my news from The Onion before I got it from Fark.
I mean, if you wanted to look for something that was mildly amusing and/or slightly right-wing with a troll bias, sure, Fark would be a grand destination. But for hard-hitting, late-breaking, wind-breaking news, probably like
news
not
about windbreakers.
Yeah. For that, you should be watching The Daily Show.
Yeah.
And unrelated, says Tommy Tom, I find it questionable how much Scully seems to like Mia Jovovich's nipples, seeing as her body is that of a 10-year-old boy. Scully, is there something important you want to say? Well, I'll say on his behalf, you know, if that's the case, then some 10-year-old boys are really hot.
Yeah, I would argue that Mila Jovovich is fairly damn hot.
Yep.
Dr. Van Mojo says, so why is the Bounty Hunter Hunter tattoo a meat stack? I don't get it. It's because I couldn't think of anything to draw. Yeah, it was a real kind of cop out. I don't, I was thinking that made some kind of thematic sense, but now I'm like, no.
You can make it like a crosshair.
You could draw an actual picture of the Luker.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's true. Just a big coin.
Yeah.
With a face on it and some shit written around it.
Say, doesn't Filthy Luker have filthy images on it?
On the back.
Yeah. Oh, right. We wouldn't show the back because this is a family-friendly game.
Which makes it difficult if we ever decide to do another prop kit and want to get some Luker minted. I guess it could just have a big censored bar.
Or it could just be, you know, lewd stick figures, which
are
particularly lewd by our standards.
Or it could be, you know, tub girl. I wonder if you could get a custom coin printed with tub girl on it, like goat's eye on the front and tub girl on the back. That would be awesome. And you'd be like, I'm starting a new country, and this is my currency.
Wow.
That is a country I would really like to hang out in.
In Lemon Party We Trust.
Jacques Minot says, how many famous people do you think play KOL? What if that guy's house I TP'd last week was really Bill Gates? I don't know. I'm guessing that there are a handful of people that if we found out that they played KOL, we'd be like, oh, we've heard of them. That's cool. But yeah. I, you know.
I with the number of players we have, I wouldn't be surprised to learn that one of them was somebody really famous, not telling anybody.
Right. I wonder what you would do if you were, like, I mean, if you were, you know, like, say, Will Wheaton, and you created an account on an online game. I would think that it would get old having everybody know who you are. Like,
you post regularly on Slashdot.
Yeah. Well. I mean, like, I'm on Fark, too.
Yeah, I just wonder though, like, it's starting to kind of bug me when I go to play some other game and I suddenly just get like 500 friend requests, you know, and like people. I mean, it's kind of nice that people want to be super helpful and like, hey, you know, here's some stuff or whatever. But like, at the same time, like, I wonder for people for whom that would be a really big problem, you know. I was on the leaderboard for most popular on Forum Wars, though.
Even more so than that NPC that you have to friend with?
I don't think that counts. Okay. I think they're no longer eligible for those leaderboards or something. Somebody created an account called MySpace Tom and just adds everybody to the friend. Pretty funny. Sable4 says, hey, if you like Crisis Core, the closest game gameplay-wise is Kingdom Hearts 2. Kingdom Hearts 1 has similar gameplay, too, but poor platforming segments and severe moments of what the heck am I supposed to do here puzzles get annoying. Plus, the Tron section of Kingdom Hearts 2 is just freaking awesome. Oh, yeah, and the camera's been not broken. Kingdom Hearts 1 would have seriously put me off the Kingdom Hearts franchise if I had played it first.
Huh. I actually kind of like Kingdom Hearts 1, so maybe I should get around to playing Kingdom Hearts 2.
I got to the point where I was making the gummy spaceship, and I was like, I would land on this planet and play the game some more, but I'm afraid that I'd have to watch another 45-minute fucking Donald Duck cutscene. So I'm like, my wife played all the way through Kingdom Hearts 2, and I made her come and get me for all the Tron sections, so I've seen all that.
That's cool.
Yeah, and you're all like fighting Sark. It's awesome. Yeah, with the Master Control program in the middle, like, throwing up barriers around you and shit. Yeah, that was awesome. And then, man, just best anniversary present ever. My remember that thing,
yeah.
The Tron. It's like a production still. It's like something that they used to overlay the special effects, kind of like an animation cell, but it's actually just a photograph. But it's all like Sark. It's all like, oh no, it's Sark. Then I remember that it's not really Sark. It's just like a picture of Sark. Desert Magic says, you know how Pastamancer spells never do bad elemental damage? Perhaps do that with the physical resistant monsters. I shot 3 cannons and the 3 were physical damage. Annoying. He says, yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of stuff that is meant to do tuned elemental damage I have changed to not do physical damage against physically resistant monsters, but...
Does Slaver of Magic work with new spells?
Yeah. Yeah, the new spells are the old spells. They just have new names. Yeah.
Okay.
So Slaver of Magic does work, and, you know, the tuning books work. Zortek says, can we get a way to not accidentally use Divine Champagne flutes, please? Disassemble or have them have a use link, which brings up a menu of booze to drink it with, would be nice. I wonder, actually. That might actually be a good idea. The use link with a menu of booze, because then it could just pass a value to. It could just generate a link that was like you were drinking the booze, but pass it a value saying I want to use a champagne flute if there is one. That would actually probably. I'm actually a lot more satisfied with that narratively too.
The way it would work, it would be you use the champagne flute. It would pop up a box with all your boots in it, and then you just pick which one you want to drink, and it would just pass something to in.
It could just pass a variable that, you know, called use flute, and then if you have use flute, it checks to see if you have the flute and then fires that code.
That would work.
I like that idea. Thank you, Zortag. And no, that was not a fart. Well, unless you count burps as mouth farts.
I'll add that to my to-do list.
No Moshing says, you guys seriously do need to revamp the 8-bit realm since so many people are offering suggestions on it. If you do it, I promise I'll donate more. I don't know if the fact that so many people are offering suggestions on it means that we have to revamp it.
Yeah, I think it, I mean, it's just as, you could say just as easily that it's just because it's a zone that captures everybody's imagination because everybody likes 8-bit stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say that it would be kind of cool if we divided it up into an actual, if you could open it up into an actual container document and there was more stuff to do in there or whatever, you know, like there was the zone
more
where you were fighting Zelda monsters and the zone where you were fighting Mario monsters.
More ways for us to commit copyright infringement.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be kind of cool, but also I fucking hate drawing.
Yeah, those look like a
pain.
It'd be a little easier now because, like, my like sort of paint shop foo is better as far as actually like fixing.
You could get
the graphics that I fuck up.
They make that graph paper with the photo blue lines that don't show up on like photocopiers and scanners.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe not scanners, but photocopiers. So you could photocopy it and then scan it.
Yeah.
Then you could photocopy it again, and then scan it again.
Right.
And then you could rasterize it and print it out and copy, or you know, photocopy it, and then scan it.
Then take a photograph of it with your camera, scan in the photograph.
No. And then put it in a projector on like a white screen, and then take a picture of it with a Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of that, like, I wonder how many sort of different forms of archival you could get. Like, if you were trying to fuck it up, that would be one thing. I mean,
mostly I just wanted to say the word rasterize.
Rasterize. Huh.
What's up?
We're mentioned in the Wikipedia article for Leet, L-E-E-T.
Yeah.
The prawn comes up.
Interesting radio.
Interesting radio indeed. Maybe we should take our own break and, let's see. Where was I here? Guess I could put a bunch more Tori Amos on. That way people have to listen to some Tori Amos. Let's see. I'm gonna maybe do like a 15-minute break so that I can actually get this Halloween thing done. $6.54 and then $4.12 and then slow song for another 5 minutes. All right, we'll see you kids in Fünfzehn, as the Germans say.
Christmas. These little left ways. doesn't take much to ring bones and do pieces. Doesn't take much to ring bones and do kitchen yelling at me again. Yeah, I can hear and saved again by the garbage truck. I got something to say, you know, but nothing comes. Yes, I know what you think of me, you never shut up. Yeah, I can hear, but what if I'm in these jeans of his with her name still on it? But I don't care. Sometimes I hear my voice and it's been $25 and a cracker. Do you think it's enough to get us there? Cause what if I'm alone in these jeans of his with a name still on it? But I don't care, cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice and it's been he. Let's hear what you think of me now, but baby, don't look up. The sky is odd. Your mom shows up in a nasty dress, and it's your turn now to stand where I stand. Everybody looking at you, if they go to my hand. Yeah, I can hear them, but what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of yours with a name still? I hear my voice, and it's been here. Silent all these years, I've been to my shoes. Does anyone know why you play with an orange rhyme? You say you packed my things and divided one was mine. You're off to the mountain top. I say a skinny legs you said. But now I'm wishing for my best impression. Oh, my best chance to take a sin. But now I've got to worry, 'cause boy, you still look pretty when you're putting me down.
Word of that song, and I got cut off. Yeah, so there we were, scrambling to get it done, and I think we got it done, except for, let's see, I need to, find that image that I just edited, and,
upload that shit. How the hell do I have this sorted? Date? What date is it? I sorted it by bacon.
What day is it? Say, what day is it? Would you please tell me? What day is it?
Are you confused?
Yes, you see?
Huh. There's a... This is interesting. My wife pointed me to a Wikipedia article where there is this giant long discussion about the plexiglass items.
Yeah, I remember that.
Plexiglass is trademarked. I guess these were all posted in 2006. I'm guessing that this is not going to...
We are apparently quiet again.
Are we what?
We are apparently quiet.
Huh.
Again.
Again.
I don't know what to do.
I believe we stopped being quiet, and now we have returned to quietness.
Huh.
Maybe Sam fucked with the levels?
I don't think so.
Or leveled with the fuck?
Maybe it fucked with the... It could have fucked with the next to last level of the original Castlevania.
That
level was awesome. It had all the axe armors and the red skeletons and
red
skeletons. Yeah. And yeah. Huh. Well, sorry if there's anything going on. The levels look same as they always do. Well, I was all freaked out about this copyright thing until I saw that all the dates are in 2006.
Yeah, I think after 2 years, if they were going to do something, they would have.
Yeah, also, if an object in a video game is named a plexiglass pocket watch, don't rename it to acrylic glass pocket watch in our article. yeah. Apparently there was a post on April 1st where Nexus War is in serious trouble of going under because it's not making enough money, even with the ads. That's sad. Though I feel like the way that the servers work, they just a given dollar of hosting costs for them doesn't support nearly as many users as it does for us. Because just looking at the numbers and then talking about like how short the bill came up this month, it's like it's really sort of staggering compared to ours, given the relatively small number of people who are playing Nexus War. Let's see. What was the last thing we talked about? It was the revamping the 8-bit realm. QOV says, "Wow, my oldest complaint has been answered. I finally know why I lose my newbie sport tent when I put up another dwelling. I'm not sure why I'm such a pyromaniac, but knowing is good. It gives me hope that one day I will know why I can't put the damn leaflet back in the mailbox. Thank you for giving us hope." Yeah, we need to go through and rewrite the leaflet so that you can put everything on or in everything.
Just go
right ahead.
We could assign a cumbersomeness factor to every object, so you can only fill the mailbox with as many items as would naturally fit in the mailbox.
Right, right, right.
Except for the case of the giant ring, fits in it no matter what.
Yep.
The giant ring you wear is like a belt.
They wear it as sort of a shoulder.
Like one of those, yeah, like one of those pageant.
Like a bandolier.
Yeah, or that. That's a more manly.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, we all knew what you were thinking.
Yeah.
Where, like in my dreams when I'm Miss Arizona. Dryder says, "The third pet rock disguise could be a cake disguise. The cake is a lie."
We did our Purtle jokes, I think.
It could be a cake, like, it could dress like the band cake. Like, one guy with a guitar and then some other people who don't really matter.
To that, I'd say that we sort of blew our wad on the Purtle jokes.
Pet rock never does anything because it's never there.
I mean, especially since the third pet rock familiar is a Purtle reference.
Yeah.
It could be an astronaut suit. And then we could have the third pet rock from the sun.
Yeah. I was looking at something. That guy, the kid, the like Asian kid from Third Rock from the Sun.
Remember?
He was on Loveline at some point, and I was pretty pleased to find out how that kid's life went. Like,
He had normal parents who invested all of the money that he made when he was like 11 years old. And so now, you know, even though his star kind of went out on that particular show, and like you don't really see him everywhere anymore, he just has all the money he needs for the rest of his life, and he's like just, you know, working on sort of self-funded indie film projects that he's interested in and just stuff like that. Yeah, it's like for every horror story, I feel like you don't hear about the child actors that, you know, their parents are okay
and responsible with money
and take care of them. Yeah. Rowden says, when you released McPhee's, people were outraged and appalled that it was not just a one-day item, but it granted items that weren't technically useful. I was really impressed with how you guys kept adding items in order to make them feel better about their purchase. But are you going to do the same for Spinzor's Grimoire, or are we expected to know what we're getting into this time when we buy one? Well, the plan is to keep adding stuff to Spinzor's Grimoire. We did not keep adding items to McPhee's to make people feel better about their purchase.
That was the plan from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, we had way more ideas than we had time to put in, because there's a huge pool of sort of, you know, prior art to draw from on that kind of thing. We had a bunch of, like, Hot Stuff and I just walked around Spencer's, basically, just wrote a bunch of shit down. And I feel like there are a lot of stuff that we can do. The trouble with adding items to it when the items are actually useful is that it sort of dilutes the pool of items that, like,
makes sense, you know, that could be useful.
When they're useful, us adding, if we add three new items to it, and those items are not seen as useful as the existing items, people are going to bitch that we've made it less likely for them to get the ones that they liked, or the ones that they want, right? I don't know that any of them are particularly more useful than others. Like,
yeah, I mean, they're useful, but they're so slightly useful.
They're useful for newbies, and I can see them. I can see them being something that you would summon in a hardcore run, because why not?
Yeah,
you know. When you don't have any accessories, why not put on an accessory that's going to absorb some damage? You know.
Yeah.
You know, we sort of geared them to only be useful to newbies, and I think, you know, we've got a long way to go with the items that you put in your campsite that give you effects on resting, right? Like, we can do all kinds of stuff in there, and that, you know, and we probably will. We had a lot more ideas than we had items to put in there. The thing is, I kind of wanted, there were three just sort of joke or curse items, three campground items, and then three pieces of what basically amounted to disposable equipment. And we had a lot more ideas for the campsite items than we had for anything else, because there's just a lot more sort of iconic and or interesting shit to put in your dorm room than, you know, to stick in your face. And the curse items is really, you know, the naughty birthday card. The dice thing. I could see, like, I think eventually we will think of some way for that to be funny.
Yeah.
It's just totally random. Actually, I can think of a lot of ways in which that could be kind of funny. But the plan is to keep adding stuff to Spencer's. And, you know, we have said we no longer feel compelled to add stuff to McPhee's, but if we think of something,
we're not going to just not fit there instead of it.
Cool. Enemy Lasagna says, are you planning any changes to the current quests? Not really. I need to fix the boss bat thing, because there's a problem with the zone logic there that's letting people do shit that I don't want them to do. Because you can like popper the bodyguard bats, and then you fail the conditional for the boss bat. I need to make the boss bat encounter a super likely with a choice adventure, that leads you into the fight, or just a super likely non-combat that starts the fight, so that that won't happen. Because the problem is, you have poppered one monster out of that zone, and that zone has two monsters. The zone knows that it has two monsters. There is logic that says, if you have poppered or you know, spooky or creepy grinned or Harold's belled a monster out of the queue, that the number of allowed monsters has to be greater than that in order for it to actually roll on a monster. Because otherwise, you could go someplace with three monsters, use Harold's bell, a popper, and a creepy grin, and then there would be no monsters for you to encounter. So basically, once you've removed more monsters than there are, it just starts ignoring that. But it doesn't work in the boss bats layer because of the way that I made that work. So no real changes. Bree says, if you paste random text which contains numbers into the Make a Bet box in the MMG, the box will parse out text and leave only numbers. This causes problems when, just for instance, you paste a MAC address into the box instead of a small bet. Yes, you should pay attention, but it would be nice if the box would reject non-numerical entries.
Whoops. Did you win?
Yeah, weird.
Because that'd be a long number.
Well, conceivably, it depends on where the last... it depends on how many letters there are in it.
Yeah.
Most MAC addresses start with 00, so at least you aren't doing a 100 million.
Yeah.
I'll look at that. This would break the streak of me having to actually edit the MMG script. I haven't touched it since I put it out there initially.
Dr. Van Mojo says, do you guys track which foods and drinks are the most popular as favorite food / booze? I imagine that would be interesting to see somewhere. Yeah, I'm always surprised when I actually look at that stuff. I think that, like, the tutorial, the Oriole's Nest soup is probably up there in the consumption records because so many people, you know, start, play a day, and don't come back, or play through the tutorial and don't come back. Chiquita Mosquito says, oh my gosh, I just found out that the guys who made the Charlie the Unicorn cartoon did a sequel. It has a lot of bananas in it, and the guy is a Something Awful goon, as it turns out. Yeah, everybody is a Something Awful goon. Yeah, I saw the Charlie the Unicorn 2. It was okay. GigaShadow555 says, can you get an option to turn off the choice adventures being chosen if you push a number? Annoying when switching tabs in Opera. Does Opera have some sort of keybind where you hit numbers to switch between tabs? I'm just going to say don't use Opera or disable the combat action bar if you don't want that to happen, because I don't really want to distinguish those two options. Desert Magic says, Riff, your Mad Hat Rack isn't named Spartacus. Sad face.
Oh my god, is it not?
And GigaShadow555 also says, is that awful hot day to be fucking a dog a reference to something?
I don't remember where it's from.
It was just one of our players was an either an electrician or like an air conditioner repairman or something, and was doing a service call and had to go around the side of the house to have a look at the heating unit or whatever the hell it was, and encountered the guy standing at the side of the house fucking a dog and had nothing that he could possibly say to that guy other than awful hot day to be fucking a dog.
That smacks of urban legend to me.
Maybe.
It doesn't mean it's not funny.
That's true. Invariel says, it'd be pretty awesome if there was an alternate Dungeon of Doom adventure for coming across a boulder while wielding a dwarven mattock. Yeah, I mean...
There. Spartacus is now Spartacus.
Good. Sharpies are Sharp says, if I eat enough brimstone chicken sandwiches or other evil arches foods, will I lose a level? Yeah, I mean, if you lose stats, you can lose a level. Dr. Van Van Moger says, how long do people have to struggle and get nowhere on the mysterious puzzle before you'll give us a small hint? There's a small hint written. I just need to...
Yeah,
I need to put it in there.
I'm paying attention to where people seem to be, so we'll see at some point when we decide it needs to go in. Actually, I need to think a little bit more about the structure of that hint because I realize there's a problem with it.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna wait on that then.
Yeah, we're not gonna do it immediately.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to say like. We'll do it when everybody seems impossibly stuck for the duration of so long, because then I worry that people will just stop working on it for that amount of time.
Right.
But we'll see what happens.
Occasional JD says, instead of adding the Bad Moon Andy Cheese adventure, why don't you let summoning Azazel in the summoning chamber net you an angry goat familiar? His name means scapegoat in Hebrew, I'm pretty sure. Sorry if that last part sounded a bit pretentious. That didn't sound pretentious at all.
That's kind of a cool bit of trivia, actually.
I don't know. I don't know if it's possible for Azazel to be generated as a random demon name.
I don't know.
But anyway, we already put the Bad Moon
Energy. Could we have an anti-scape that we could put into the game, and then you can loot Azazel as an item, and then you can combine it with the anti-scape to get a goat?
And if you made a palm frond net, you could combine the net with the anti-scape to get a Mozilla.
I get it.
Or a mosaic. Enemy Lasagna says, will Tetris blocks make an appearance in the 8-bit area? Will there ever be more frequent traveler rewards? Will there ever be more than one solution for the level 11 quest Indiana Jones letter hopping puzzle? I don't think so.
There's at least one other word that you can make in there, because I remember deliberately putting in a couple. But
I was going to... If I had designed that, I would have picked 8-letter words and done it so that there were 8 words in there. I think it would have made it a lot harder.
Well, yeah, that's probably the reason why I didn't, because I wanted to leave that out for it being brute forcible.
It also might have been hard to come up with 8-letter words, none of which had any letters in common in a particular spot.
Yeah,
I say that, but no, it's
probably
not.
Yeah.
I have found that having just a dictionary dumped into a database table and be able to run queries on that has been really useful to me in a lot of ways. I found this like parts of speech database that's like it's like got 400,000 words in it, which leads me to believe that there's some bullshit going on, right? Like there's just a lot of stuff in there that is not a word. It's like every word that appears in, 20 years of the New York Times or whatever, but like there's an entry for like 3RD and 4TH and just all kinds of shit that could appear in print legitimately but not isn't really a word, but it's handy to be able to say come up with a list of every adjective that starts with T and ends with Y for if we were designing some pirate content Snazerton says, who would win in a fight, Helen Keller or that really smart, retarded guy who talks through a computer? That's how I would describe Stephen Hawking, as that really smart, retarded guy. I think that Stephen Hawking would win on account of Helen Keller is dead. Why did Helen Keller fall out of a tree?
Why?
Because she
painted
her
dead. Why can't Helen Keller what did Helen Keller think of the third Harry Potter movie?
Her feet are painted red?
Nothing. She's dead. Why can't Helen Keller drive?
Corduroy?
Because she's a woman. that's the series of jokes. It'd be even funnier if she was Asian. Oh God, we were driving the other day and we saw somebody like cut us off, did something real stupid in front of us, and it turned out it was an Asian woman.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh man, stereotypes abound. But they're all true. Vlaxan V says, hey guys, just wondering your views on the European rock band price scandal. Is it worth the $387 price tag?
No.
Those motherfuckers. I just realized that I pre-ordered Maybe it's there and they just haven't told me. I pre-ordered Rock Band, right? Mm-hmm. I pre-ordered Rock Band and an additional guitar. And it cost like $300 or something, like total. They were like, Rock Band will be here next month. The guitar will be here in February, right? And that was like end of the year or whatever. And I never got my fucking guitar that I paid for like 6 months ago.
Huh.
I should call them and pitch a fit.
Yeah.
God, there's a big...
Pinch a loaf.
The GameStop down the street from my house is terrible. There's this girl that works there that is just like... She's pretty bad. She's not like super bad at her job, but she's pretty bad at her job and like... moves really slow and talks really slow and it just takes forever to buy anything. And like, if the phone rings while she's ringing you up, which it always does, she'll make you wait while she has the conversation with the person on the phone rather than just saying please hold like I think you're supposed to. And like, my wife went up there once and had been waiting for a long, long time, finally got up to the counter, put the stuff down, and the girl was like, oh, do you want to buy these? I'm serious, not like fucking...
Wow.
So sometimes we go there, and if we see that she's the only one working, it'd be like, yeah, I don't really need a game that bad. Let's go.
I just pre-order all my games off of Amazon.
I don't like waiting. I don't like... I want games sometimes on the day that they come out. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of which, isn't Grand Theft Auto 4 out in like a couple days?
It's pretty soon.
Yeah, it's soon.
I'm planning on buying a copy.
I'm being sent a copy from Amazon.
Oh, well then I don't need to buy it.
Were you going to play it on the PS3?
And that we only have a PS3 here, yeah, basically. Yeah.
I didn't know. I guess they didn't. It's only for an Xbox and the PS3?
Yeah.
I have said repeatedly that I was not going to buy it until it came out on the PC.
You can play them on the PS something or others. I mean, I like it on PC better because I can aim and I can basically just spend the entire first half of the game with the starter pistols headshotting people.
Yeah, I don't really have a good TV, and so but I do have a really nice computer, I would like to have like my big sort of widescreen monitor to play it on that's like right there in my face.
Amazon estimates the delivery for May 1st. That may be because like I didn't order soon enough to get in the first shipment.
I wonder if they've even announced a PC version yet.
I don't know. I got the fancy extra crap in the box edition.
I see. Does it come with a real gun?
No, it comes in a metal safety deposit box with like the Rockstar keychain for the keys inside a nylon duffel bag. And like because it's an Amazon order, there's like an Amazon unique Grand Theft Auto 4 license plate. And like art book and soundtrack CD.
How much did you pay for this?
It was only like $80.
Huh.
So it's only like $20 more, oddly.
Tiny Plastic Tyler Zalt says, not sure if this has been asked before, but why can't you take books off your bookshelf? And why are the Robo Goose hatchlings untradeable?
In both cases, it's to piss you off.
Yeah.
It's because you touch yourself at
that. I mean, the reason that you can't take books off the bookshelf is because the bookshelf replaced a thing that used to just be skills. And you couldn't unlearn skills and sell them to somebody else. The RoboGoose thing, you're meant to have to go through the trouble of getting the hatchling yourself. When one of those eggs hatches, there is a specific message about it imprinting on you. For some reason, I kind of believe in a lot of cases that it is important to narratively justify why things are untradeable. Not in, like, every case, you know? And I shouldn't, since I don't worry about it in every case, I really shouldn't worry about it at all. The answer to why is this untradeable is, you know, could just be game balance.
Yeah.
In all cases. ChefLove27 says, hey, do you guys ever play that game where you say, that's what she said, after somebody says something suggestive?
Only in the most strictly antagonistic purposes. Yeah,
that's what she said.
I like the old vaudeville variation.
What she said.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, I come out on stage with a top hat and a cane.
Well, it's as the actress said to the bishop. It's the old school version.
That's analogous to the game wherein you and a friend try to say penis, the word penis, in increasing levels of volume, and the first person to chicken out loses.
I see. Hmm.
It's also sort of like the adding in bed to the end of a fortune cookie.
Right.
Although we've discovered a new nerdtastic variation, which is for the Alliance.
Right. Okay.
That's great.
You mean for the Horde, faggots.
That's a legitimate quote. They say for the Alliance all the time.
Yeah, they say for the Horde all the time when they're not total pussy faggots.
Whatever.
Just saying.
I'm only Alliance because that's the non-PvP server you guys are playing on.
Horde rules.
I do enjoy the Horde more than the Alliance, but I'm not playing on any goddamn PvP server.
It's fun. It's fun to get killed all the time when you're just trying to mind your own business and do a quest.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it fun.
You're incorrect.
You're not paying attention to me. Mr. Mongoose says, how about being able to send block K-mails to more than one person at a time?
No.
Never going to do that.
Never going to do it. Never going to do
weird.
It.
Whoa, weird. Gleep says, have you guys checked out Nintendo8.com? It's a website full of playable NES emulations. No downloads or anything. I finally got the chance to beat Mega Man 2. That seems like the kind of thing that is not going to last very long.
Yeah.
Iluro Dragon reported, if I cast Entangling Noodles as my auto attack, I'm still able to summon a Postomancer or Ghost on the second round of combat. Thug or Beecher? I fixed that. That was.
No, I'd say that's Schillinger more than Beecher.
Schillinger?
Yeah.
Beecher is the name of one of the main characters on Oz, and his nemesis is Vern Schillinger, who is played by the same actor who plays, what's his name, on Spider-Man movies.
And he also plays a character in Thank You for Smoking.
I see. Huh. Which character in Thank You for Smoking?
The one that's the main character's boss. I can't remember his name.
Huh. I don't remember that guy exactly. You know what? I was watching something the other day. It was some kind of terrible movie with Anthony Hopkins about some guy that kills his wife and then some hotshot young lawyer that's trying to put him away or whatever. It's kind of an awful movie, but it had an actor in it as the hotshot lawyer's boss that I was like, where the fuck do I know that guy from? Who is that guy? Who is that guy? And it turns out it was Whistler from Sneakers.
Oh, wow.
Who I haven't ever seen in anything else except Sneakers and this new movie. But it looked super familiar. I knew it was somebody from a movie that I really very, very intimately knew.
Kat, why do you insist constantly on being where my feet go? Move.
Karen says, can we get attention whoring to be against the chat policies? You're just saying that because you want attention, you whore. I'm sorry, Karen. You might not be a whore. I don't know. Smoot says, hey, in the old announcement section, there's a static page not found error in the 2007 section.
I probably need to go back and edit that. I think that's one of those things that I have to do once a year, so it's very easy for me to forget.
Swine says, dear Asymmetric, I've got a personal problem I'd like to ask you about. Normally I'd ask dear Abby, but y'all are both reasonable and intelligent. Plus, I respect you, so here goes. I recently got a job offer for a pretty sweet gig. It's pretty much sitting on my ass, goofing off, and getting paid $3 more an hour for it. However, I met my new boss today, and he's a xenophobic right-wing fascist. Also a gun nut. I don't mean collector, I mean he has a fucking bunker in his backyard and 300-plus firearms. All with names. He was proud to show me his Unabomber-style manifesto, and go on for a long while ranting about various problem races in the world. So, my moral quandary is this. Take the job and deal with this daily, or stick with my tedious, rigorous, menial retail job. My fate is in your hands.
People
I would take the new job.
Yeah, I would absolutely.
I would probably would, too. And start a blog under an assumed name relating funny stories about this guy.
Yeah, that would be how you would deal with your stress.
Jobs where you don't have to do anything are
pretty much the best thing ever.
The job that I had when I did most of the work on KOL, actually basically all of the work on KOL, was a job where I didn't have to do anything and it paid relatively well. My boss was an absolute fucking prick. And I just could not stand him at all.
You know, I went to his house once. I was the only person who worked there at the time that had a pickup truck. So my direct supervisor, the boss had bought big screen TV. He bought these two big screen TVs to use as, like, you know, their promotional materials to use at trade shows and stuff. And then my direct supervisor was like, "Hey, can you help me take these TVs where they're going?" And I was like, "Where's that?" And he's like, "One of them's going to my house and one of them's going to Dave's house." I'm like, "Yeah, okay." Thing is, the TV in my bedroom is the TV that I bought on the company dime to use as the display at Comic-Con. So, like, that is not the bad part of this story. The bad part of this story is going to the actual boss's house. So, let me give you a corollary to this story. He got wind of some sort of dissent in the IT department because we weren't, like, nobody was really getting paid all that well comparatively. Like, everybody was pretty pissed off. Like, he had just done all this shit. Like, there used to be free soda. He took away the free soda. He, for no reason at all, installed fucking security cameras over all the doors, including one that was pointed right at all of our cubicles. Huh. And we were just like, "Dude, what the fuck? Like, this is just getting worse and worse." Then, like, suddenly he's like, "Oh, by the way, you guys have to start paying for your own health insurance." You know, like, he just did all this shit, and everybody, like, you know, all of the people in minimum wage cubicle jobs were just like, "Oh, yeah, you know, life sucks. We just go on and we take whatever they give us." So they weren't saying anything. But, like, the IT department was pretty pissed off, right? Because we were all like, you know, we're smart guys who, having a security camera on us really hampers our ability to take a two-hour lunch every day. And, you know, still getting our jobs in order. So he took us in to a board meeting, and we thought that he was going to yell at us for a while. But what he did, I will never forget this as long as I live. He basically assumed that the reason that we were upset is that we weren't making enough money, right? And he talked about how, you know, "Sorry, we can't, you know, give as good a raises as we did because, you know, we just don't have the money coming in." Not really cognizant of the fact that we were, like, writing the software that was keeping track of how much money was coming in, and, like, we knew exactly how many customers there were relative to, you know, and it's like, he was a guy who he just paid the salesman, like, literally five or six, an entry-level salesman made five or six times as much as the best-paid guy in the IT department, right? You know, for doing basically nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say they were doing nothing, right?
Right.
That, you know, well, if it weren't for the salesman, we wouldn't sell the product to anybody, where we countered, well, if it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be a product. So, you know, where are you going to go with that? But he was like, you know, and I know you guys might look at me and think, "Well, how come you're making so much more money than we are?" And guys, I'm telling you, I make more, but I spend more. I got two houses that I got to pay, you know, cable bills, and I got to pay for gardeners and pool guys on both of them.
And he wasn't, like, joking.
No, he wasn't joking. He was giving us this speech about how, you know, "Yeah, I make more money than you guys, but check out what all my expenses are. I have two houses that I have to pay for, and two gardeners that I have to pay to mow my two giant lawns for me, and you know, two pools that I have to pay to maintain. Not just one swimming pool, because, I mean, you guys can imagine what it would be like to have one swimming pool that you have to pay to maintain. You know, but two swimming pools." And this was... We all walked out of there like, what the fuck kind of retarded pep talk was that? Like, yeah. And then I quit my job to work on video games for a living.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you. So, yeah, take the job, swine. Take the job. Do something during your... Don't just fuck around on the internet all day while you're at work.
Just, like, most of the day.
Learn, yeah, fuck around on the internet most of the day, but learn something, you know? Like... there are a million things on the internet. Well, presuming that you have internet access while you're there and that you're interested in doing something with computers, I guess, but use the time to actually do something. It is an excuse to, you know, for me at least, having a job was the only reason I fucking got up in the morning. And, you know, I'm awake and sitting in a computer, I might as well learn PHP. I might as well, you know, work on this pet project of mine and...
You could learn how to play a violin on the company time too, but I don't think your boss would enjoy hearing you play the violin.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, if you just nod when he starts talking about how the Jews are ruining everything and that he's got a solution, and its name is Betsy and it's a rocket launcher. Like, but seriously, I mean, it'll just make you it will harden you, knowing that you are working and it is putting money in that douchebag's pocket will force you to do just the least possible amount of work in order to not get fired, giving you the largest possible amount of spare time.
I would say that tasks are more difficult to endure than people.
Yeah.
It's like having a shitty job, like, you know, is shitty no matter who's there.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather be in a cubicle doing nothing and spending an hour a day talking to some asshole than shoveling shit for 8 hours a day.
Yeah,
you know?
Or working tech support.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Don't even ask me about that.
Oh, boy. And then my wife says, what if he gets shot? Yeah, that's the thing. People from California, also way more scared of guns than they need to be, you know?
Seriously.
Like, yeah.
I don't expect the boss is going to come in one day and shoot up his employees.
Yeah. I mean, he's so pissed off at how he's being mistreated by himself. He takes it out on all of his subordinates. Whatever. 300 named guns, and he has a bunker. He's crazy. Whatever. Lots of crazy people with guns, and none
of them are
gonna shoot
you. I mean,
he
might end up to be really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Plus, if he thinks that you're on his good side, you can just be all like, well, hell yeah, I hate niggers. And then, you know, he'll invite you over to his house for a barbecue and give you some free guns. You know, and he's probably got some, like...
a barbecue.
Yeah, no, I know. And he's probably got some, like, underage prostitutes that he'll sell you. You know?
Well, like, that sounds like a
you could get all kinds of... Yeah, you get all kinds of benefits from that. He's not, you know, he's not going to shoot you. He's not going to shoot you.
Unless you're black.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. He did not say whether he was a Jew. Or a swine.
If you were...
Wouldn't that be ironic? A Jew named Swine?
Oh.
Yeah, I guess there's sort of an addendum to that. If you happen to be one of the racial groups that this person hates, you probably don't want to take the job.
Well, you probably wouldn't have been
offered
the job.
Yeah, probably would not have the opportunity.
But, you know, just in case there's some sort of affirmative action thing going on where he has to, you know, it's not outside the realm of possibility. I felt it needed to be said.
One of the staff is complaining that I never give you guys any free guns. Phoenix says, hey guys, what are your favorite words to describe female genitalia? I personally like it when someone calls me up to tell me they've been thinking about my flange.
I'm really...
Is this a different Phoenix than your wife?
No, this is my wife. Okay. Yeah, I read it.
I'm quite amused by an axe wound, but I would never actually use it.
Yes. But Jingo is good.
I like snatch.
Snatch is good. Yeah.
Because snatch is that sort of rare, like, words for penis euphemisms are all just kind of stupid sounding, and like dork and dong and wang and stuff. Mm. Like, vagina ones are always like sort of really nasty or like really silly, right? So snatch is like the... Nice. Basically, vagina euphemisms are always like really nasty or words that people made up to be silly because they were tired of all the nasty vagina euphemisms.
Why would you know?
Box is kind of silly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Bajingo is specifically a, you know, reference to somebody not wanting to say the word vagina. Yeah, I like snatch. You heard it here. I like snatch.
Despite rumors to the contrary.
A glistening treasure mound. Yeah, that's a good one.
Wow.
Fortunately, there's only 6 minutes left of this show, so this can't devolve into its natural conclusion.
Yeah. Disky says, have you reached a final decision on Bad Moon Path runs yet? I believe that we had reached a final decision when we first rolled out Bad Moon,
which was
that there
were
not
going
to be any Bad Moon Path runs. Play Havoc says, could you explain why if you beat the game under Ronin you can't get stuff? I don't quite get it. Well, basically, we want people to have to take some... We don't want people doing back-to-back speed runs is the main thing. Like, it wasn't really meant to work that way. So you need to come up for air every once in a while to get to resupply. You have to actually... sacrifice your next run in order to supply yourself for that run and for the next one and the one after that and all that shit. That's why Ronin stays in place.
Is it time to increase Ronin to 2,000 turns yet?
I think so. Let's see. I hope that when the game comes back up...
It is up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, rollover is over.
Is the trick-or-treat stuff for the El Vibrato suit working?
I have no idea. I'll log out and log in.
Let's see. Not Arden says, speaking of arms and legs, what has four legs and an arm? A happy pit bull. Gleeb says, there should be a Narpa's sword in the 8-bit realm. I don't know what that is.
Narpa's sword is one of the big gimme all the stuff passwords to Metroid.
Wait, what? What did you say?
Well, the Narpa's sword is a password for Metroid that gives you, like, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems to be another accident with Justin Bailey.
That's probably on purpose.
You think Justin Bailey was on purpose?
Absolutely.
Huh.
Wasn't that one of the English developers?
I don't know.
I think that was on purpose.
I thought I read about something about it.
I couldn't tell you either one way or the other, but it seems like it would be on purpose. That seems...
It's in Wikipedia.
Just like everything. Ho-ho!
Yeah.
It appears to be trick-or-treating. I don't have an El Vibrato outfit handy, so I can't really test it.
Okay.
We can assume it is, and if it isn't, then it isn't.
For instance, Justin Bailey was originally thought to be one of the creators of the game, but no such name appears in the credits. Some have said that it was the winner of a contest held by Nintendo. One glitch with this code relates to the number of missiles.
Maybe it was the husband of a developer or something. Or, like, someone that one of the developers was stalking.
Every password actually contains a flag indicating whether the player will be using armorless Samus or not. It's a bonus that's normally available when you clear the game in under 3 hours. Huh. I don't know, man.
It's just, if it were Justin Bailey and a string of garbage afterwards, I might buy it. But the fact that it's Justin Bailey and then all periods...
Is it?
Periods? It's all of one character. Hmm. Leads me to believe that it was deleted.
Well, I mean, if... It depends on how the format of the password works. It could be that you could put Justin Bailey and then a bunch of garbage and it would still work. It's just
that's true.
You would have different numbers of missiles or whatever.
Yeah, or maybe the last character is just... Or the characters that were used for that were the equivalent of zero.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
I see. Fred Levi says, Brawl has golden hammers that you can use to break open challenges and unlock their content without having to do the required task. Gleeb says, ice cream in California gives you cancer. So do gas stations and a lack of a gun.
Say
and those stickers that come on our glassware.
Yeah. They put a sticker on everything that says, this sticker contains chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer.
And then they have to put special stickers on those stickers, and they have to put special stickers on those stickers.
You end up with just this little paper brick on everything.
It's wrapped in a
An
bow.
Infinitely tall paper brick. Or you could just put... two stickers against each other.
Oh.
Right. offset.
And one would say, flip this sticker over to see important anti-cancer information.
Yep. A GigaShadow 555 says, Jake, your California voice reminds me of those two annoying kids from Home Movies, Walter and Perry.
You mean everything in Home Movies?
Home Movies was awesome.
Yeah.
See, my wife does not like Home Movies at all, and that's why I think I'm going to have to get a divorce. Yes. Will you marry me?
I figured you would have.
It depends. We'll have to find out if my girlfriend likes Home Movies or not.
I see.
So I figured you would have married at Hot Stuff way before you would have married Griff.
I don't know if he likes Home Movies or not. She says she doesn't. She doesn't hate the show. She just hates the squiggly line styles. They only did that on the first season.
Yeah, leftover from Dr. Katz.
Yeah.
And Dr. Katz had some, like, just sitting in a box, and that's all they could find to ink the characters with.
All right, I'm going to get out of here.
That sounds like a good idea.
Woo-hoo. I don't know what song to go out on. I think I'll do a short song and see if Amp is paying attention. I'm going to ask him if a minute is okay.
Oh, there you go.
He'll say,
yes.
My wife wants me to air her her personal ad, newly divorced, need boyfriend. all right, Amplitude, we'll see you in 1 minute, and we will see you, I'll see you on Monday, and it's good to be back Thursday.
See ya.
Hello, Mr. Zebra, can I have your sweater, 'cause it's cold, cold, cold in my hole, hole, hole. Rather too, we strip the nine, sometimes she feels on the mind, with her gigantic whirlpool that will blow your mind. Hello, Mr. Zebra, right into some confusion with the Mrs. Crooked Dial, Dial, Dial. Very myself marching on. She thinks she's going to be I'm a rush of a light in a bone to blow your mind. Figure it out, she's a good dog, but she got a little fun to fight for money from me. Figure it out, she's a good time. Too bad to bury her, it's premature, she said.